appreciate this opportunity. I think it's been a couple of years since I've been in this area. And this morning, there is a scripture upon my mind. I won't be taking very long, but it's an important scripture. It's found in the Old Testament. And it's in the 9th chapter of 2 Chronicles, about the Queen of Sheba. But I want just to read you one verse. In the 7th verse it says, "Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom." I believe this is a type of the church today. This was the wonderful grace of God that had been bestowed upon Solomon. And the Queen of Sheba went to see for herself. And it said that it far exceeded what she had heard and thought of. Amen. I believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today far exceeds of what we have heard of. It far exceeds what the non-members have found to be. Those that are children of God, priests of the Most High God, that we can come and minister, and that we can be happy. Our faces might not show that happiness all the time, but deep within our hearts, we are happy. Even in trials and tribulations that come upon us, while we are in the house of the Lord, we can be happy because Jesus dwells within our hearts. We're not happy in and of ourselves, because ourselves bring us many sorrows. There's many problems among God's children. There's many sorrows, and there's mourning. And Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn." And I trust within our hearts that we can mourn and be happy.
Yes.
Because of Jesus.
Yes.
Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants. Happy. How does she know they were happy? I believe it was the presence of God, that it was the power of God, that this was a deep and abiding hope that she saw in these servants. The wisdom of God that was bestowed upon them made them happy. You can be happy in the wisdom of God. And we can be happy in the church of the true and living God. But we need to follow what's been laid down before us. We need to follow what God's Word says. There's many people that don't use the King James Version. But God's children, the old Baptists, and some churches that are not old Baptists, follow the King James Version. And we find in Revelations that we are not to add to or take away from the Word of God. This is the inspired Word of God. That's one reason they were happy. They weren't murmuring and complaining and doubting. They had faith that there is a God, that there is the Son of God, God's only begotten Son. And so he says, happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. The wisdom that God gave to Solomon. The wisdom that was reflected by the people being happy. Which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. The wisdom of God. That's what we need to hear. That's what we need to follow. And if you are inquiring for that, you can find it in this book. Because it's God's Word. It's not pinned down by worldly, unholy men, but holy men of old penned it down. God breathed it into them. God has given us all we need to know. He's given us all that we need in the church of the true and living God. And when we have that, we can be happy. We can be content to follow God. May God richly bless you with this. And I hope that you can feel and that you can witness the wisdom of God in this meeting.
Amen. Yes.
In the preaching of His Word. And that you are happy. I'm happy this morning to be among God's children, to be able to feel and witness His presence in the song service and just being together and in the preaching service. I trust it will continue. That it will be to the glory and honor of His name. May God bless you.